Welcome to the Energetic Tarot Podcast, a podcast that helps you connect with the energy of the cards, read more intuitively, and create a more connected practice overall. I'm your host, Kat Crawford, a UK-based energetic tarot reader and tutor, helping you read more objectively for yourself and use your cards for ultimate self-care. Welcome back to the Energetic Tarot Podcast with me, Kat Crawford. I'm so glad you came back to join us. This week we have another listener letter. And yeah, if you want to submit your own letters, you can do by emailing me kat@energetictarot.co.uk. And that is Kat with a C, as in the animal. And yeah, or you can use the link in the show notes. Click that and it'll take you to a little form that you can fill out. But these letters are all from you guys, the listeners. You have emailed me, filled in the form, got in touch in whichever way you wanted to get in touch. And I'm just making my way through them as we go. So if you do have a letter that you want to send me, or you have something that you want me to chat about on the podcast and do a reading, essentially you get a free tarot reading from me. And I don't know about you, but that sounds like a good deal to me. And yeah, and I get to go through it on a podcast episode, and you get early access to that podcast episode. So you get your tarot reading and a whole episode dedicated to you, as well as having your challenge or situation, any issues that you're kind of going through at the moment, you get to put that out into the world and potentially help somebody else who's going through the same thing or is going through something very similar. So that is what we're doing today with the listening letters. So before we get stuck in to this week's letter, some housekeeping as per usual. Just another reminder that you can join us over in the Energetic Tarot Course community. There are a couple of new payment options that you can choose if you want to spread the cost a little more. I know times are slightly difficult, and it's not just in the UK, it's across the world. So I wanted to provide a few more options to make things a little bit more affordable and accessible, depending on how you are finding things right now. But yeah, you can join at any time. And if you join between now and the next live lesson term, then you get access to all of the lesson recordings that we did over the summer, and you can work through it in a self-led way. It is a living, breathing course. It changes every year. The core elements of it stay the same. And if you go over to the course landing page, you will see, I'll kind of detail it in a little bit more of a concise way. But the core elements of the course stays the same. But we kind of evolve, shift it each year, depending on the new stuff that I've learned in my own tarot practice, the things that you guys are struggling with. And it's a very collaborative process to build and continue building this energetic tarot course. So if that sounds like something you are in need of, that you would like to be a part of, then make sure you head over to energetictarot.co.uk and click on Energetic Tarot Course and read all about what it involves over on the website. Anything else I need to tell you about? I think that's it. I think that's all the housekeeping situation done and dusted. But yeah, also if you want to just chat with me and other people in the community, just the general wider community of tarot lovers, then you can click the link in the show notes to go over to our private Facebook group, where we do Tarot Tuesdays and we just chat about things tarot wise and just generally enjoy each other's company and have a nice friendly little community to retreat to when we feel like we need a bit of tarot space. So yeah, without further ado, I say it every time, let us grab this week's listener's letter and get stuck in. So this week's letter is from Melissa over in the States, and she writes the following. I have gone through a recent divorce that forced me to move states and start my life and career all over. I am trying to reinvent myself in a new state and do new things and feel like I have too many options, things that I'm interested in and don't know what to focus on. I have put out my resume for an internship associated with my college degree, but no luck. I don't know whether to toss that idea away completely or wait longer. I have considered going back to school to get a new degree that more aligns with me now in my life, but have fear of getting a new degree and having the same trouble finding work as I have with the last degree. Or is the universe telling me to stick with my current line of work since it is a part of my passion, but just isn't quite the level of fulfillment anymore that I had once with it? I always feel like there is more I can be doing for my clients. I have so many new things I have started and not finished and don't know which to put all my attention into. Help, if you can. I know this is a lot. Sincerely, Melissa. Okie dokie. So the first thing that I imagined as soon as I read this letter was the Seven of Cups. That idea of having multiple options, multiple pulls towards different things that you feel like would fulfill you in some way. So let's just go through a couple of the things that I've highlighted from this letter. As usual, what you will usually find, especially with these letters, and also when you pull a reading for yourself as well, this is what you'll find, is you have some sort of shift, some sort of catalyst, some change. So for you, Melissa, this is that recent divorce, and as well as the recent divorce, you then have that relocation as well, tied into each other. So that is that kind of catalyst, that change. Then you have the period of kind of new decision, trying to figure out what comes next, what is happening, what do you want this next chapter to look like? What does this kind of period after this huge change look like for you? So that is this part of the letter where you're talking about putting out your resume for internships associated with your college degree, and also thinking about getting a new degree and seeing where that one takes you. But also, and then this leads us on to the next part, which is the fear. What is the block that is really stopping you from being able to take action or find clarity or find solutions? And that is, for you, this fear of getting a new degree and being in the exact same position. And obviously things like degrees as well, they come with a huge financial kind of anchor as well. So it's not an easy or quick decision to make, and neither should it be. So what you appear to be looking for is that direction, that focusing of energy, trying to find one thing to really channel yourself into. Now, what I would say is something to really be aware of and to kind of focus on, especially if you do any readings for yourself, is think about the impact that your recent change, that divorce, that relocation, what impact and influence is that having on this challenge? So how is that really influencing this inability to choose a path? Is it that you are potentially thinking of all of these things because it is a distraction from what has happened? Is it a case of you're very eager to close that past chapter and move on to something new. So your brain is kind of on high alert and looking for as many different things as possible to give you some sort of meaning and direction. So really thinking about, and we'll kind of delve into this as well when we pull the cards, is thinking about how this change is influencing us. And something that I notice a lot, especially when I was reading one-on-one with people, and I had like email clients and I had Zoom clients and things, people are always very keen to put the past behind them and not really, they tend to forget to acknowledge that even though they've moved through something, it doesn't mean that the echo of what happened isn't still with us and isn't still influencing us and kind of pulling the strings a little bit as well. So really not dismissing any changes that have come before as just like, well, this has closed the chapter, that's gone, I want to move forward, like, fantastic. But you also have to acknowledge what that change meant to you, what that change could have possibly brought to life. So when we do a reading, especially if it's a Celtic cross reading, we will have the past card, and also like in a nice easy three card reading, the past card isn't so much of like, this has happened in the past, done, we're moving forward, blah, blah, blah. It is a catalyst. It is the reason that we are in the position right now that we are in. And not just that it has put us into a position, it's that it has also caused us to make decisions, to choose things, to have these options. You know, you talk about going through a recent divorce, moving to a new state. All, like, both of those things have created something within you. They have sparked something. So it might be that you now have the mental capacity or you have the emotional capacity to start considering new things, to start considering a new degree, or a kind of change in career or a pivot of career or whatever that may look like for you. So really just kind of trying to keep that in mind, that you're still carrying it with you, even if you don't want to really be lugging it around. It is still a part of who you are in the present as well. So past you makes present you. So trying to keep that in mind. So for the fears, I would say fear of getting a new degree and having the same trouble, a perfectly valid fear. I have also thought about getting a new degree and how that might change things or how it might not change things. So what we can look at with the cards is really figuring out whether that fear of being in the same position is actually what the fear is, or if there's something else that is underlying that, that is kind of using that surface level fear in order to get you to do something in specific. So for example, a fear of getting a new degree and having the same trouble finding work as I have with the last degree. So is that the fear, or is it a fear maybe of you doubting your ability to get a job with this new degree? Is it some sort of self-doubt that is actually being disguised as, oh, well, it could be the job market, or it could be this, the type of degree that I've got. So really trying to dig down and see if there is something a little bit deeper kind of going on there that we can pick out and try and dismantle a little bit. So as well, when we're doing the reading, and we will do it in just a second, is the universe telling me to stick with my current line of work? We will have a look at that and see where it leads us. Again, sometimes we will use our circumstances, and if it is a bit difficult to explain or we're kind of not sure about it, we might easily be able to lean on, well, the universe doesn't want me to do that. But again, there could be some sort of block, some sort of limiting belief that is there that is stopping you. So it's not necessarily the universe is telling you something, it's just that you are reluctant to move into a new space or move into this next chapter. So what we will do is I will pull the cards and we'll get straight into it. Okay, so I've pulled our five cards. So for everyone who is new here or they haven't heard one of these listener letter episodes before, the reading that I do is a very simple five card reading. And we have the past, the present, the future, and then we have conflict and resolution as well. I take a picture of the reading and I tend to put it up onto the blog that goes with this podcast episode. So you can find that on energetictarot.co.uk if you want to see what cards Melissa has got. But let's give it a run through. So in the past, surprise, surprise, we have the Lovers. I feel like that aligns with what you've talked about divorce and having to start a new life. Then we have the Hanged Man. Very interesting in the present position. In the future position, we have Knight of Swords, which, to be honest, I kind of thought might come up. That was kind of a Knight of Swords vibe that I'm getting from, especially the stuff around, well, I don't want to go into it too much because I'm going to go into it in a minute. So then we have Conflict, which is the Four of Cups. And then we have Resolution, which is the Eight of Pentacles. So let us start at the very beginning. It's always a wonderful place to start. We have the Lovers in the past position. Now, we are talking obviously about a recent divorce, so it kind of seems like it's serendipitous that this has come up. But the Lovers, and this is something we've talked about on the podcast before, isn't necessarily just about romantic love. It is about duality and understanding the difference between how we feel and how we think, understanding the masculine and the feminine energies that are always kind of battling out with each other within ourselves as well. So because the Lovers is in this past position, obviously it's something that we have moved past, but remember that we were talking about in the beginning about not discrediting the influence that the past can have on us as well. So with the Lovers, it could be a case of that this situation, this recent divorce, this being forced to, as you say, move states and start my life and career all over, could be that it has opened up something within you that has made you question the person that you maybe want to be in this new environment. You know, you can effectively reinvent yourself. But the issue with reinventing yourself is that often you assign the old version of you as someone who wasn't good enough to live up to present you's standards. So what we want to do with the Lovers is really marry the two sides of ourselves together so that we can feel whole. That's essentially what the Lovers is all about. So what we want to do is have a look at the person that you were before, the person that you are now, and the person that you want to be. How did the person you were before contribute to the person you are now? How did the person you were before, how might that support and create a foundation for the person that you want to be? So really just assessing and maybe even having a conversation with yourself about what happened, how past you felt, how present you feels now, really having that dialogue to say and acknowledge and accept what has gone before, being able to say, I understand how this has affected this current decision that I want to make, these current choices I want to make, and finding a way to be very at peace with those things and feel like you are giving the credit to past you for helping you get to where you want to be currently. So like you were saying, you're trying to reinvent yourself in a new state and do new things and feel like I have too many options, the things I'm interested in. So the Lovers as well being a choice card and having to make these decisions, really focusing on why you have the options that you have. So why didn't you have those options before? What was it about being in your relationship before? What was it about being in the specific state that you were in, or the life and career that you were doing before? What was that preventing you from doing that you can now do? What options and paths that has it opened up for you that you didn't have before? And why is that? And really just digging all of that stuff out, because it might be a case of when you look at it, you start to see the little things that you can then use to focus where you are at the moment. So you might look at something and go, oh, okay, well, because I couldn't do that before, now I really want to do that in this present state. So it might be a case of you've had in the past this sort of dam up or these floodgates closed. And now that you don't have the same obstacles in the way, you don't have the same blocks that you did before because of the situations that you were in, those floodgates have opened and now you're like, oh, I can do everything. And it's just your brain's like, let's do this and let's go over here. And that could be where that kind of mental confusion is coming from, and trying to sift through all of that and say, okay, well, this is a priority, this isn't a priority. I really, really wanted to do this before, but I couldn't because XYZ, and now I can because of these things. And so this is going in my kind of high priority pile. And that could be something else to look at as well, is creating that priority list of, out of all of the options that you have, all the things that you're interested in, which are the things that you feel like if you woke up tomorrow and you couldn't do it for whatever reason, you would be devastated by? And putting those into a pile. And what things, you know, if you woke up tomorrow and you couldn't do them, would you be like, I can make peace with that? In which case they would go into like a low priority pile. So really just assessing these things, and finding ways to categorize them and prioritize them. And that'll help you sift through the bulk of it so that you can kind of start to take those steps to really narrow things down and see things a little bit more clearly. Oh, that's quite a lot with the Lovers, really, wasn't it? But something as well that I think is worth pointing out just before I move on to the Hangman is that you have two major cards, and the two major cards are in the past and the present position. Everything else from that point on, so everything else from this present moment, is a minor arcana card. So it's really focusing on baby steps moving forward. So all of the really big things that you've had to think about, like you said, you've had to reinvent yourself, you've had to move, you've had to find a new state, create new jobs, you know, new friendship groups, all of the things that come with relocation, all of that stuff is now behind you. And it's just more about sifting through the kind of aftermath of it and deciding what you can do with what you have. So things are starting to kind of calm down, cool off, become a little bit more, what do you call it? I was going to say accessible. Is that the right word? I don't know whether accessible is the right word. I'm going to use it anyway. But kind of go through stuff and be able to really focus on things a lot more. So you're definitely moving into the right way that you seem to want to move into, that kind of more focused point of view. Speaking of point of views, we have the Hanged Man. Now, the Hanged Man is about perspective primarily. It is in the present position. So we were talking about before the three main sections of your letter. So everything to do with relocating, the recent divorce, all of that is the kind of past positions priority, that kind of expertise. The present position is all of this confusion that you're currently going through. So it's this not knowing whether you should give up on trying to find this internship stuff, whether you should find a new degree, whether, you know, this is something you need to pursue and all of that. So because it's the Hangman, trying to look at different perspectives of things. Now, there's a really good technique, and I feel like I'm blowing my own trumpet because I came up with it, but I highly recommend it. It's something that I teach in my Tarot for Reconnection workshop, and it is about using different tarot cards, or you can use oracle cards, as different lenses to look through at a certain situation. So something you could do with this Hangman energy is really, first of all, stop, pause. The Hangman is not about movement. It is about being stationary. It is about being able to take a minute so that you can sort out everything that's happening in your head. It is also a card of sacrifice and being able to sacrifice some things. So we've talked a bit about in the Lovers with prioritization. So it might be a case of you have to do that prioritization, get all those ideas into like different categories of, you know, low priority to high priority. And some things may have to be sacrificed. You may have to say, look, I don't have the capacity to do that right now, or I don't even have the overwhelming passion to do that thing right this second. So what I'm going to do is say that it's going to go on a bucket list or some sort of list that I will eventually, at some point in my entire life, I will get around to doing. So really focusing on those things that you don't feel that really strong pull towards. Being able to admit to yourself that you only have a certain amount of energy to give, you only have a certain amount of focus and passion to give, and that stuff has to go towards the things that are on your high priority list. So sacrificing those things that are not a high priority. So again, going back to when I was talking about the lens task. So here's what you do. You write down, if we kind of look at the main thing we're kind of talking about here is you put out your resume for an internship associated with your college degree, but you've had no luck. And then that in itself has most likely caused the creation of that idea around going back to school to get a new degree that aligns more with who you are right now. What I would say is spending some time using that as the focus of this current task. Pull a card and put yourself into the position of that card. So I'm going to do a quick practice of this because I feel like it's best if I do it in practice than just trying to verbally tell you what to do. So we have your situation. We look at it, we pull a card, what have we got? Oh, we have the Seven of Cups. So I knew it was somewhere. I knew it was going to come along. I said, didn't I, that it was going to appear at some point. Here it is, Seven of Cups. So what we would then do is use this card as a lens. So we're going to look at your situation through the Seven of Cups lens. And the Seven of Cups is all about losing yourself within kind of distraction of being pulled in all these different kind of situations and different ways. So what you would say then is, well, how and why am I distracting myself with all of these options? Why am I trying to think of different ways to enhance my career. What is it exactly that I am not getting from my work, my career that I used to get? What is that? Because you said as well, a little further along, that it's, well, let me just read out what you said. So, but just isn't quite the level of fulfillment anymore that I had once with it. So why is that? Having a look at that and trying to do it in a very objective way. So being able to say, the reason why I want to go and get a new degree is because I'm panicking. I'm panicking that the work that I've put in already isn't working. I feel like I need to do something completely different, something completely new. Because if you do something completely new and different, that in your head gives you more chance of success. But that's not necessarily the case. That's just how your brain is kind of thinking of things. It also puts the power into the hands of your degree and into the hands of your employers or potential employers. So I'm just going to, in fact, no, I'm going to keep the Seven of Cups there. I think he's earned his place. He's just going to sit there. So going back to the Hangman and really looking at this situation from a new perspective and being able to, and this is going to come in when we talk about the Knight of Swords as well, not rush into anything. Really thinking about the reasons why and acknowledging those reasons. So if we look at, for example, putting your resume out for an internship associated with your college degree but no luck, what might be the reason for that? And don't put all of the power into external reasonings. So could it be an energetic block within yourself? Could it be the way that you have done it? Really think about the ways that yet you can control, because as soon as you say, well, I've put my my resume out there for an internship, nobody wants it, you've lost power over that completely. And when you give that power away, that's when that fear of, well, if I get a new degree, I'm going to have the same trouble. And the reason that you think that is because you have given away all of your choice, your power over what happens to you, your power over what happens to your business, you've given that over to somebody else. So what you want to do is try and bring that back into yourself and be able to say, here are the things that I can control. Here are the techniques that I used. Here are the strategies that I used. Why might that not have worked? What is it that is stopping me from doing it? So could you look at your resume? Could you look at the types of internships that you have looked into or that you've applied for? Are they internships that you really, really feel very passionate about, that you really, really want? Or are they internships that are literally just going to give you some feeling of stability because that's something that you maybe need more of now that you've moved to this new state? So really, again, thinking of that reason why and picking into it about your own unique personal needs. What is being able to get an internship or getting a new degree, what does that potentially give to you? Is it stability? Is it validation? Is it external validation? So using that Hangman energy and that finding those new perspectives to have a look at that. And that brings us nicely into the Knight of Swords, which is all about rushing into things, not thinking things through. And this is in the future position. So what it would say is really trying to not act out of a place of overthinking, of panic, of needing to do something, of that kind of sort of like an animal instinct to always be on the move and to always be doing something that is going to benefit you in some way. So really, especially combined with the Hangman, a big message of just slowing down, being able to take more time to think things through, to think very logically about things. You know, if you do go out there and get a new degree, what is it that it's going to give you that you don't have already? Is it actually going to be the answer that you're looking for? Is that new degree going to bring you a new level of fulfillment in your business? The likelihood is that it's not. The likelihood is that you need that time and that that kind of stationary position to really be able to allow all the thoughts to settle a little bit. Because it might be a case of, since you have moved states and you started this new life, that you've just constantly been on the go and it's been like, okay, let's move on. Let's think of things I can do. Again, like we were saying, those floodgates are open. All the opportunities are there for you to take your pick of. So it might be a case of you've just been on autopilot for so long that you need to kind of switch to manual and really have a look at what's really been going on and how you can better organize things. And again, like we were saying before with the lovers, prioritize those things as well. So really just kind of trying to bring yourself back to a more stable mental space to try and figure some stuff out. So as well, what I would say is, you talk about if the universe is telling you to stick with your current line of work, since it is part of my passion, but just isn't quite the level of fulfillment anymore that I had once with it. So if you do feel out of alignment with what you have been offering, and you know, you say you feel like there is more that you can be doing for your clients, so that feeling I know firsthand is very triggering, in that it triggers a lot of panic, where you kind of go, oh my God, I'm not offering what I want to offer. And then your brain starts going, well, we can do this and we can do that. And you've got that on top of all of those other interests and options and things that you wanted to be doing, maybe in your personal life and, you know, hobbies and things like that. And it all starts to pile on top of each other. So really having a look at and creating space, and this is going to be separate from what we were just talking about. So create a separate space, quiet space, some time, carve out some time for specifically thinking about your work and what you want to offer. If you went out and got a new degree, but you hadn't done that work of having a look at what exactly it is that is not fulfilling you anymore, it doesn't matter what kind of degree you get. If you don't know why your work isn't fulfilling you, then it's not going to make any difference. So the key to this is really just figuring out, what is it that is not fulfilling me anymore? Is it a case of, I need a complete career change, or is it that I just need to make these micro shifts in ways that I do things? And it could be something as simple as changing the tone on a website. It could be changing the wording in a contract, or in like if you offer like a prospectus or some sort of case study kind of document or whatever it may be, because I don't know what your line of work is. But anything like that, any small changes that can completely shift the energy of what you're offering. So for example, I have just rewritten the landing page for Energetic Tarot course, and I completely shifted the perspective of what the page is talking about. So it really focuses in more so on putting myself into the shoes of the people who might be interested in buying that course, rather than me telling them what the course is about. So instead of doing that, I kind of shifted the language that I used, I changed the wording that I used, I even changed to the kind of third person and, you know, changed that kind of tone to it as well to make that tiny shift. And it was something very, very small, but it completely shifted the whole energy of the page and then of the service itself. So really thinking about those little shifts and again, creating that time to think over what it is specifically that's not fulfilling you anymore. And you would say you always feel like there is more you can be doing for your clients. And I think that's just a general, especially if you work in a services industry and you feel very passionate about it and you care about your clients, then you will always feel that way. You will always feel like there's something else that you can do for them. And maybe it's a case of you just need to, again, use that time where you're kind of carving out to think about your business and what you want from it and creating, say, like a client persona and saying, well, what pain points do my clients have? What do they need? What is it that they really struggle with? And then finding your services or your skills or your strengths and seeing how they can help with that, and really laying out everything that you have to offer and linking it with what your clients potentially need from you. Okay, moving on to our final two cards. We have in the conflict position the Four of Cups. Now, Four of Cups, usually about things like apathy, of being a bit bored and frustrated with things. And it could be a case of if you have had this huge change in your personal life, then you kind of bring across your work, your business, whatever that might be, and that is the same or has a similar structure as it always has done, it can sometimes feel like a piece of your past that you've carried with you and everything else around it has changed. So you feel like that also needs to change. But again, all it might need really is those tiny little shifts, those tiny little adjustments to see how you can reignite that spark, how you can find those little glimmers that you still love about what you do. And even if you want to apply this to kind of your personal life as well, what things are the same as they were before? And why are they the same? Why do you love that they're the same? What are the things that you've carried over from that old life that actually you still want to include in this new life that you're building? And really trying to focus in on those things and not just seeing it as though this chapter's closed and I want everything from that chapter to just go away and be in the past and forget about it. And that is never going to be the case because you have lived that life. That is a part of the fabric of the present life that you have. So you have to acknowledge it. You have to kind of bring it forward with you and give it its own space within this present that you're living in. So again, like we talked about in the very, very beginning, not discrediting everything that has gone before and being able to find those little pieces of that past life that actually you still love, that kind of still contribute to your passions, who you are, what you love about life, about other people, and keeping that safe and being able to tap into that when you do feel like you need to shake things up and like things are too similar or that you need a refresh or whatever it may be. So really just trying to focus in on those things. And that can be a block because it stops you from being able to use all of this stuff that you have been through in order to grow into the next version of yourself. So you need all of this stuff, even if it's stuff you don't necessarily want to carry with you, or it's not stuff that was particularly pleasant to go through at the time. it is all part of the foundation of who you are in the present moment. So you need to be able to find those little bits of nutrients that you can use to then springboard you onto to this next version of yourself. And then to end it all, I mean, I could go for hours, to be honest, but we won't, because my voice will give out eventually. But we have the Eight of Pentacles. And after everything we've kind of talked about, it's really nice to see the Eight of Pentacles in this resolution position, because your letter, a lot of it was about focus and finding a focus. And you have said, I have so many new things I've started and not finished and don't know which to put all my attention into. So what the Eight of Pentacles can suggest is, again, and we kind of go back to the lovers in that priority list, is finding those things that you enjoy, that you feel benefit you in some way, that you are passionate about, that you have a skill in. So maybe even writing down all of those things that you started and not finished, and then writing down next to them, what was it that made you give up on it? So what was it that was like, nah, I don't really feel like doing that today? Or why specifically did you not finish those things? And being able to go through the list and say, I didn't finish that because, you know, I just didn't really gel with it as much as I thought I would, or I kind of got a bit bored with it, and picking out those reasons, because that'll show you what you should focus on. Because there will be something in that list that you feel like you miss doing, and whatever that may be, that's the thing to move forward with and focus on and kind of give it your all. And not necessarily allowing all those options that you've got to cloud your mind. So it might be a case of, when you've done that priority list that we were talking about in the lovers, you then take the high priority section and you match up all the things that you have started and not finished with whatever is in your high priority section. And when you can find those connections and those links, those are the things that you will probably want to focus your time on. And then it's all just about time management and finding time to do it. So there are ways to really focus on that and decide, you know, why did I give that up? So for example, I just started knitting. I don't know why I started knitting. I bought some knitting needles. I used to crochet and I love crocheting. So I thought, knitting, that's a good idea. And I started it and I haven't finished it because I realized two needles is very difficult and I don't like it. It's too hard. It hurts my hand. I get cramp. And I keep thinking like, oh, I should continue to do it. But then I think, well, I don't actually enjoy it as much as I enjoy this other thing. So it might be the same thing for you, where I don't know whether you're a similar person to me, where it's like, if you start something, you feel like you have to finish it. But it's okay to leave some things unfinished if you're just like, I do not care about that thing. I do not give one iota about finishing this thing off. And that's okay. You don't have to finish it if it's not something that really makes you excited and that you enjoy. So yeah, if that is the case, this is me giving you permission to give up on it. If you don't want to do it anymore, it's fine. So yeah. So to summarize, I think the main thing we want to do with this is just get everything down on paper, prioritize what you love to do, what is just an idea and that you may never follow up, creating that prioritized list of everything, all those options that you've got, and being able to openly and honestly sort them out into those prioritizations. And again, looking at the reasonings behind those fears that you've got about getting a new degree and having the same trouble. So really diving into those fears, how you can put the ball back in your court, take the power back and find some more control over your own life and don't give it away to any external sources. And yeah, I think prioritization is going to be the key here, and just finding those things and really listening to the body and what you feel most drawn towards. What is it that kind of gives you those butterflies and makes you feel excited about getting stuck into something? Hopefully all of that made sense. I hope you got something from this. And of course, if you do have any questions, Melissa, I'm sure we will chat about it over email. But yes, that is it for today's reading. If you want me to read for you as well and you have a letter you want to send, remember that you can send it to me via the email address kat@energetictarot.co.uk, or you can fill in the form in the show notes. But that is it for today's listener letter. I hope that was all clear and made sense and helpful to people. And I will speak to you very, very soon. So goodbye, guys.